termination or the venue changes for adoption. Question is, does this change mean that if it's a CPS case and the adoptive placement is in another county, you can't do the adoption in the CPS court where the termination was completed? I don't think it means you can't. I just think it means you don't have to.
Right, right. That's certainly not the best practice to do that way.
I have a question about page 111, SB 1139, with regard to the appointment of associate judges and the authority of the presiding judge of an administrative judicial region. Typically, in under the 201 section of the Family Code, local judges have appointed their own associate judges. I can't tell whether.
Are you talking about 201-101?
Uh-huh.
So the changes made by 1139 with regards to supervision of associate judges has to do with the, what I'm going to call cluster courts, your 4D courts or your...
I just don't see that it says that it's only applied to them. Is that someplace that's not in here,
it's
maybe?
It's just because 101...
only deals with...
201-101 okay. is in that subchapter.
Perfect.
For 4D courts, and then the next section is for the... CPS courts.
Okay, and then my other question has to do with what Mr. Tindall was telling us about the Cadillac. Are you saying that if a custody evaluation is going to be ordered by the court and the court determines that it's going to appoint a domestic relations office, what we would call it locally a guardian ad litem, to conduct what we used to call a social study, are you saying that those individuals at the DRO not only do... that they don't have to meet the qualifications of this educational requirements and so forth, but that they also don't have to follow the evidence-based requirements?
That's the way I read the Act.
So if they work for DRO and you order them to go and do what we used to call a social study, they don't have to do any of that stuff, and they don't have to be this qualified. But if you order a private person to do it, they must meet these qualifications.